buckle up, y'all, because we're taking a ride on a roller coaster called the U.S. economy, and where it's headed, nobody knows. Here's the good news. The U.S. Commerce Department says between July and September, the economy grew a lot. The biggest measure of economic activity is the nation's gross domestic product, the total value of the goods and services the country produces. And the government says America's GDP grew by 7.4% in the summer months. That's a record. Never since the government started keeping track of the GDP in 1947 has the economy grown that much in a single quarter. That growth came at a faster rate than economists had predicted. A major factor in this was the lifting of the lockdowns, when businesses and retail stores were allowed to open their doors again after the mandatory closures of the spring that had the goal of slowing the spread of coronavirus. So what's the bad news? Well, virus cases in most states are on the rise. Economic analysts are concerned that could put a drag on the economy once again. When comparing the number of jobs in America, the Labor Department says there were 10.7 million fewer jobs in September than there were in February. And even though America's GDP grew by 7.4% in the summer, it had dropped by 9% in the spring. So the economy still has a ways to go to get back to how things were before the virus struck. And the future is hard to predict for several reasons. One, there's an election coming up in 4 days. We don't know how it'll shape the government's economic plans moving forward. Two, COVID-19 hasn't gone away. We don't know if or how it'll impact consumer spending moving forward. Three, France just imposed another national lockdown through the end of November, similar to what Germany did earlier this week. Could that happen again in the United States? All of these are events that could have a major impact on the future of the economy.